This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we definitely have a lot to talk about. Before we begin, I'm going to be on Glenn Beck's The Blaze Radio in a little bit. I mean, after my show, of course, because, you know, you guys come first. Talking about Christmas tree syndrome. Did you guys know there's this syndrome that exists out there? Doctors are actually issuing a health warning. I'm a doctor. I should be giving you guys a health warning, but I haven't done that yet. But anyway, you know what? When I give you guys a warning, do you really ever listen? I mean, do you guys ever fear anything I say? You know, if I say, oh my gosh, you have to eat vegetables, do you guys really run out and eat vegetables? No, you don't. Please. So anyway, I guess Christmas trees, and boy do I love Christmas trees. Apparently doctors are concerned that some people get sick from being around the tree. Rocking around the Christmas tree. And rocking around the Christmas tree is great. But some people, they'll get an allergic reaction. They'll have major allergies. They'll have wheezing, cough, congestion, sore eyes. And some people say that, you know, they do get sick from their Christmas tree. Now, personally, I just think Christmas trees are very therapeutic. They're so pretty, and they smell good. If you fart next to a Christmas tree, even though I think that's a sacrilege, still, though, you really don't smell it as much. And you could blame it on a dog, you know, one of your dogs taking a poop by the Christmas tree. But you have people that are allergic to what is on the tree. We talked about this last year. You got mites. You got mold. There's a lot of stuff that could grow on the tree. There was one study that found that the mold count from a live Christmas tree rose to 5 times the normal level after 2 weeks the tree was brought indoors. Because there's not wind blowing stuff off. There's not a lot of aeration. It's a lot more moist in a house. You have a lot more, you know, heat and fluids within a house as opposed to you would outside, you know, in terms of humidity and stuff. Because, you know, you got people running around and rocking out to the Christmas tree and dancing and singing. And for those of us that say happy Hanukkah, okay, now we're getting the tree wet. So anyway, the tree can grow mold. So what you have to do, also remember there's bugs. Remember there was a study, I got to find out, where they said there's spiders and stuff on the tree. Oh my gosh, I would never have a Christmas tree if I knew that there were spiders coming in off the tree. But think about it, where did your tree come from? Now, it didn't come from the North Pole, it came from a forest. And in the forest, your trees have a lot of very tiny bugs on them. So, what Dr. Cone, Jimmy Cone, oh, he's not a doctor, I'm sorry, he's a Christmas tree farmer, same thing. He said, get your tree in the backyard and hose it down. Then put it in the house and you're good to go. Not the hose, don't put the hose in the house. But hose down the Christmas tree. And then you bring it to your house. Allergists recommend a thorough spraying of the branches and trunk and then letting it dry outside for a day. Doctors say another possible allergy issue is the water in the tree can grow mold. You might be careful about getting someone else to add water to the tree because that stirs up the mold that's in the reservoir. Doctors say people with these allergies should only keep a live Christmas tree in the house for only 4 to 7 days. Well, what's the point? I mean, if you're going to spend that kind of money on a Christmas tree and you're going to decorate that Christmas tree, you leave it. Now, you guys know I don't have a Christmas tree in my house because we're Jewish and we celebrate Hanukkah, we don't have a Christmas tree. Now, we have a big, huge menorah that I kind of decorate like a Christmas tree. And I have the tree skirt that the cat pees on. So I kind of go through all the same stuff that you guys go through. So I feel what you go through. But I just don't get the euphoria of having this big, beautiful Christmas tree in my house. But I got to tell you, when you break out the decorations, and I have tinsel all over the place, and I have the garlands, and I have ornaments, and I have things like all over the place looking all sort and pretty and all like decorative and festive around the house, I'm not going to take that stuff down in 4 days. So I usually put the stuff up in early December, and I take it off by June. I mean, you know, I don't like Christmas season and Hanukkah season ending too soon. Oh, and again, a big shout out to Bud, who corrected me on the nights of Hanukkah. Every year, I don't know why this happens, I mess up the days of Hanukkah. And so last night, I wished everybody an eighth night of Hanukkah. Happy eighth night of Hanukkah. And some of you were questioning me and doubting your own competency and cognitive status. But Bud's like, no, Hanukkah ended. It ends now. Eighth night was yesterday. So after I try to prove him wrong, I prove him right. And I don't understand. I still have half a box of candles. The menorah still needs to be lit, yet Hanukkah's been over now for hours. I don't know why. I think it's just because I'm so busy, and since we don't do the gifts every night, you know, we forget. Okay, so back to the Christmas tree. The doctors are saying to only have the Christmas tree for 4 to 7 days. If you're allergic, you may have to avoid the Christmas tree altogether, which I don't know how I could ever recommend that. But, you know, a lot of us have winter allergies. We start to sneeze, we start to sniffle. It may not be allergies, it may be that you have an issue, excuse me, with your Christmas tree. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, life expectancy is dropping, and it's because of the opioid drug deaths. So life expectancy has dropped again for a second year, and now we're being told that opioid overdoses kill more people in the U.S. than breast cancer and guns, they say. Remember we were talking about how nothing really seems to prevent dementia? Well, now there's a study saying nutrients and leafy greens could help dementia. So, one study says, there's nothing, and then, we'll go with it. Apparently, cholera cases in Yemen have exceeded now 1 million. This is huge. This cholera outbreak is monstrous. We'll tell you about that. We got to avoid chocolate. There's a lot of chocolate poisonings that are spiking around Christmas time. We need to tell you about that. And one of my listeners asked, this with this embryo freezing, how do you freeze an embryo and thaw it in the microwave? No, I'll tell you about that when we get back. 1-877-DOCDALI. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Okay, very cool. Thank you. Ooh, chocolate.
I talk too much. Yeah, I do. I just got some chocolate in the studio, which is really, really good because we got a little bit of an issue in the studio here today. I brought for my lunch gefilte fish. I don't know if you guys have ever had Jewish fish. It's really not that good tasting unless it's gefilte. I'm not really sure why it's good tasting. It's a little kind of sweet, and it's like a soft meatball of fish. And because I really love meatballs and I love red meat, if you ever try to take fish and make it look like red meat for me, I'm going to eat it. Well, what happened is I guess I dropped the gefilte fish, and gefilte fish comes in some sort of a liquid broth, and the liquid broth is now all over the studio, so it smells of fish. No red meat, fish. And There was glass all over. Yeah, I still ate it. I mean, I was hungry. I wiped off the glass. And 3-second rule, right? Well, actually, here's the thing. If a gefilte fish is sitting in the broth while it's rolling around on the ground, you probably have an extra 5-6 seconds because the liquid of the broth around the fish ball kind of protects it from bugs jumping on top. So I think we did pretty good. Thank you so much for helping me clean the gefilte. So, sorry, we had a major studio issue. I tell you, you know, they tell you on radio, if there's anything that goes wrong in the studio, anything that happens at all, you keep going. The show must go on. And to not really go into too much detail when it comes to, you know, when it comes to your issues that you're having. Like if I accidentally pee when I laugh, I'm not supposed to tell you. If I pass gas, I'm not supposed to tell you. I don't know how to get through without telling you guys, you know, because, you know, we're family. I mean, you have a right to know. Speaking of family, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who is one of my favorite families ever, who really, really takes care of me and hopefully will let me borrow money from them. Big thanks to Jason, who's the newest member of the Dr. Dahlia family, who's working the dial. Hey, Jason, hey. You notice I haven't harassed him yet. I know. You're not allowed to. That's another thing. In my contract, I am not allowed to ask out. I'm not allowed to flirt. I am not allowed to make sexual innuendos with any of the staff at in the radio station. Now, that's fine because I'm married, but, you know, you guys, you know, we have Manny, right? You know how sexy Manny sounds. So I got to, like, really, you know, I have to make sure that I behave at all times 100%. Jason, however, we don't want him quitting at all. So I am being very, very good when it comes to Jason. I'm like, hi, Jason. And he's like, hi. And then I just leave it at that. I do not give him a hard time because, you know, I want him to stick around. And you know, so far, so good. But, yeah, he does. He sounds very cute. All right. I haven't met him personally yet because they syndicate out of Minneapolis. But I am going to come to Minneapolis so I could see the team, take them out for some beers and gefilte fish. And, yeah, I think they do want to party with me. Partying with Dr. Dahlia is really, really fun. It really is. I don't understand why you guys think that just because I'm a doctor, I'm not fun at all. Okay, so remember there was this lady that gave birth to a baby that was technically conceived 18 months prior to the woman being born. So she basically gave birth to a daughter that's older than her. And so I got a flood of questions going, huh, what, crazy, say what, are you, really, wait? And I'm like, okay, all right, it happens. And I don't understand why you guys are so shocked. We've been freezing embryos since the 80s. Okay, I mean, wasn't there a Mel Gibson movie where he got frozen and then he came back and he still looked sexy and then he started to not look sexy? This was before all that stuff where he was, you know, went off on that, you know, very kind of racist and sexist tangent. But there was a movie. So the idea of freezing things has been for decades. But I guess the first embryos, the human embryos that were frozen, occurred back in 1984. And according to PacificFertilityCenter.com, hundreds of thousands of babies have been born from embryos that spent time in the freezer. And embryo freezing is a very routine part. And so people are like, well, how does a frozen embryo from 28 years ago still live? Well, it's because the freezing process basically figuratively freezes them in time. And they've even done studies where a frozen embryo does better than a fresh embryo. So let me just basically break down how this works, because I know some of you guys are like, okay, wait a second here. I had to have sex to have a baby. What's going on with all this? Okay, so you have some women that can't carry to term or cannot, they don't have the tubes or they don't have the right temperature and the right environment, you know, to be inviting for sperm to impregnate them, or maybe somebody has an issue with their sperm. So we can do an in vitro. You have in vivo, which is fertility within the womb, inside the body, or in vitro within a lab. So in order to do that, they got to take the eggs. So while mommy is asleep, they could go in vaginally. Okay, this isn't really fun, but it's something you got to be done. But it has to be done if you want to use your egg for your pregnancy or freeze your egg. So, you know, if you can't get pregnant, if there's issues with fertility between you and your partner, you go in and they basically, using a vaginal, transvaginal ultrasound or maybe an abdominal ultrasound, they'll probably use a vaginal, transvaginal ultrasound, pelvic ultrasound. Let's just call it pelvic ultrasound. They go in, and through inside the vagina, they go up to where they can meet the ovary, and using ultrasound-guided technology with this, they can find the little follicles in the ovaries. So you're going to be taking, as a woman, medication to help ovulate and stimulate the follicles. So they see the follicle, they suck out the follicle, and the egg attaches to the follicle wall. They suck that out, and now they have that ready to go to meet with the sperm. And they will either inject the egg with the sperm or let the sperm meet the egg. Now they inject the sperm with the egg to make an embryo. When it gets to the blastocyst stage, like a few days in, because, you know, they want to look at it for a couple days and make sure it took and make sure it's fertilized, but once it gets to the blastocyst stage, it's going to have a better chance of implanting when they want to impregnate the mother with now the new zygote or the new embryo. Okay, so they like to wait till from what I've said, like 4 or 5 days, because then it's mature enough to hopefully grasp on to the uterus lining. The uterus lining, you're going to be taking estrogen and progesterone to help build up the lining. Now, they usually take, I think, maybe 8 to 10 eggs at a time. Because if they're going to do that process, you're not going to want anybody going in vaginally with a needle to suck out your follicles every day, every month. So they'll take those and they will freeze them. Now, in the olden days, whenever you freeze an egg, what's going to destroy the egg is the water on the inside, because the water will turn to ice and ice expands, right? Water expands when it freezes. So you do that, the cell will bust. So what they have to do is they, once they get the egg, they need to replace the cell water with an antifreeze, with a cryoprotectant, prior to cooling of the cell. The cryoprotectant draws the water out of the cell. It gets into the cell by osmosis, then they start to cool the cell down. So the olden days, they cooled it very slowly, 0.3 degrees Celsius a minute, until they got it at a negative 30 degrees Celsius and it's fully frozen. Now they do it a lot quicker with vitrification. And so they still use the cryoprotectants of the cell to draw out the water and to protect it. But then, I mean, they bring it down to, with liquid nitrogen speed, it goes from a 37 degree Celsius incubator down to a negative 196 degree liquid nitrogen bath. And it basically, vitrum means glass. It basically turns the cell contents into a glass-like substance instead of ice, so it doesn't expand. It freezes so damn fast. Then, to defrost it, well, they then defrost it. I mean, I know I kind of rushed through the process, but it basically takes maybe, I don't know, less than a minute or two. I mean, they do this really quickly. All right, and then to thaw them, they do it opposite. They come out of the freezer. They will warm them to room temperature within 3 seconds. It's a rapid thaw method to, again, minimize damage to the embryo from the ice. And Pacific Fertility Center kind of talks about how they remove the antifreeze from the embryo, then they replace it with water, and they incubate the embryo in decreasing concentrations of the antifreeze, increasing concentrations of the water. Over a period of 20 minutes, the embryo was stepped through a bunch of different solutions. So basically, they think it is ready to go within 40 minutes from leaving the freezer. And And usually these eggs have anywhere from 95 to 98% survival rate, and they say frozen embryos have less birth defects than the live or the fresh ones. So it's a fascinating process. Whether we do it or not brings up a lot of ethical implications, but still fascinating nonetheless. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So more than 63,000 lives were lost to drug overdose in 2016, which is the most lethal year yet documented of the drug overdose epidemic. As we're wrapping up 2017, we're going to be getting data early next year. This is according to a new report from the National Center for Health Statistics, part of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. They say most of these deaths involved opioids, a family of painkillers, including illicit heroin and fentanyl, as well as legally prescribed medications such as oxycodone and hydrocodone. So oxycodone is in Percocet, hydrocodone is in Vicodin and Lortab. In 2016 alone, 42,249 U.S. drug fatalities, 66% of the total, involved opioids. They say that's over 1,000 more than the 41,000 Americans who die from breast cancer every year. We are seeing a huge rise. They say much of the increase was driven by the rise in illicit synthetic opioids like fentanyl and tramadol. They say the rate of deadly overdoses from synthetic opioids over the methadone, other than methadone, has skyrocketed 88% each year since 2013. It more than doubled in 2016 to 19,413. Now, heroin, huge problem. Since 2014, the rate of heroin overdose deaths has jumped an average of 19% each year. So the opioid crisis obviously has been on the forefront of news and discussions in terms of in headlines. And we are seeing state boards and state legislatures kind of fall all over themselves, state medical boards, to figure out how to slow this down. In Las Vegas, it's going to cause a whole slew of mess for doctors because they're basically threatening to revoke doctors' licenses if they don't follow the new set of guidelines. Some of you will say, good, it's about time. And my answer to that is how many doctors do you think are going to want to prescribe these at all? If you've never been in pain and you unfortunately have some severe catastrophe, tragedy, illness, injury, and surgery, and you need pain medicine, and you're not able to get it because doctors don't want to lose their license, that's going to be, it's going to be mass chaos. It's going to be horrible. All right. So we'll talk more about that later. But the big problem at hand is we have an opioid overdose death issue. They say between 1999 and 2009, the rate of overdoses from such drugs rose 13% annually. So by 2009, prescription narcotics were involved in 26% of all fatal drug overdoses. Heroin was involved in 9%, and then the synthetics like the fentanyl and the tramadol were involved in just 8%. But 7 years later, by 2016, prescription drugs were involved in 23% of all deadly overdoses. So cocaine, alcohol, all prescription drugs, close to a fourth. Heroin is now implicated in about a quarter of all drug fatalities. Synthetic opioids play a role in nearly a third. So life expectancy has gone down. Now, let me see if we have the latest life expectancy. We were doing so well. When I started my show in 2009, I said, look, our life expectancy is going to be way into the 80s before the end of this decade, this new decade. Easily for men and women into the 80s. Well, they say life expectancy in the U.S. has dipped again because of number of deaths due to opioid drug overdoses. Let me see if we have. The life expectancy fell to 78.6 years, a decrease of 0.1 year from 2015, which is the second annual decline in a row, and the first two-year decline we have seen since 1962 and 1963. All right, so what does that mean? Well, deaths are happening in which age group? Well, it's all over. It's throughout. But the highest age group is between 25 and 54. They say West Virginia, Ohio, New Hampshire, District of Columbia, and Pennsylvania have the highest age-adjusted overdose death rates in 2016. As more people die, from these overdose deaths. And this is an epidemic. There's been some debate. Is this really an epidemic? Is this, you know, really as bad as people say it is? All right? It is bad. If you've ever taken a pain medicine, you can understand why these things are so addictive. I told you guys, I had no idea why anybody would pop pain pills when they didn't have to. I still don't. If you don't have to, stay away from them. And I'm like, why are people getting a buzz from something like this? And when I was in labor with my first kid, and it was day 5, and I couldn't take it anymore, and finally I was starting to dilate to the point where I could start giving birth and stay in the hospital and not be sent back out of the hospital. And they gave me that first Demerol. Oh my gosh. It was the most amazing feeling I have ever felt. I mean, it was the euphoria. And so injectable drugs have a huge draw. Now, for me, I was in so much pain that I think a lot of the euphoria was, oh my gosh, I'm not in pain. I've been in pain for 5 days, rhythmically, contractingly. I finally had a few moments of relief. But also, you felt really good. Now, the pain started coming again. The contractions were still there. They were getting worse. So I go, look, I need more of that. As long as the baby's heart rate's fine, give me more of that. I am in pain. And the second shot didn't do as much because it's already, you know, your receptors are already taken up with the first, you know, load of the medication. And so you're already, you know, sensitized to it, so it's not going to do as much for you the second time. And that's when I realized, wow, that is how people get addicted to the stuff, because you want to feel that way again. And somebody who isn't, you know, savvy on the risks of overdose deaths and the risk of, you know, the risks that these medications have inherently, they're going to keep taking more to get that feeling again. And some people are more addictive than others. You could be addicted to your internet. You could be addicted to porn. You could be addicted to gambling. You could be addicted to shopping. You could be addicted to chocolate. You could be addicted to another person, where you have to have a dose of them every day. There's so many different addictions that people have. And a big problem we have with this opioid epidemic is we underestimate the addictive potential, not so much of opioids, but the addiction vulnerability that people have. So somebody's in pain, that's already incentive enough to run to a pain medication. You know, a lot of people that go to these pain medications, it's not that they're having active pain, but they are in such fear that they are going to be in pain. So the fear of being in pain draws them to it. And then we talk about opioid withdrawal. If you've ever been addicted to something, and I haven't been, so I can't imagine, but from what I've seen and have seen it as described and seen my patients go through it, opioid withdrawal is torture. When you don't get your opioids and your body is starting to miss it, you go through cramps and aches and diarrhea and sweats and tremors and goosebumps, and you are so, and I know I can't even linguistically, you know, convey to you the severity of these symptoms and the uncomfortableness and the fear, but these people think they're gonna die. And so, you know, as a doctor, I'm like, okay, well, you're taking a lot of these pain medications that you've been getting from multiple other doctors. I want to get you off the pain medications. Do you think they want to come off a pain medication when withdrawal is that bad? Now, maybe on a good day, they're like, yeah, Dr. Dahlia, I think I want to get off of these. I want to stop this. But when you're going through withdrawal and you're going through that much pain, that much, you're like, no, you know what? Just give me the pill. It's easier than going through the withdrawal. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Michigan cities and counties have now joined multiple other, I guess, states in filing lawsuits against drug companies. And we're being told that 9 cities and counties within Michigan alone have filed a lawsuit against 21 drug companies, distributors, and pharmacies, accusing them of helping fuel the national opioid epidemic, costing taxpayers money. So in Michigan, we're looking at Detroit, Escanaba, Lansing, and the counties include, and forgive me for my pronunciation, Chippewa, Delta, Janice, Grand Traverse, Macomb, and Saginaw. Now, defendants, okay, the companies are suing are Purdue Pharma. They make OxyContin. Teva Pharmaceuticals, which is the world's largest generic drug manufacturer. Pharmacies, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Costco. Michigan cities and counties claim the companies are not only heavily responsible for a vast number of nationwide drug overdose deaths, which we said we're looking at about 64,000 last year, according to the CDC, but also the immense secondary related costs for addiction treatment, ongoing health issues, and law enforcement. They say the city of Lansing lawsuit alleges drug manufacturers aggressively overpromoted highly addictive, dangerous opioid products and funded a campaign to convince doctors and the general public that opioids could safely be used as a daily treatment for chronic pain. I got a few things to say on that one. They say it also alleges that companies misled the FDA about the dangers of prescription painkillers. So, Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero says, "I am angry, I am disgusted, I am appalled at what we've seen from the opioid industry. Is that a frustration and disgust that we take this measure?" Now, they say sales of OxyContin, a highly addictive pain pill, have generated nearly $3 billion a year for Purdue Pharma, up significantly from the estimated $800 million a year the drug generated in 2006. Okay, I'm a doctor. I was approached by these drug companies. Okay? Hey, how's it going? Hi, Dr. Dahlia. Hey, what do you want? Well, we got these medications we want to tell you about. All right, you know, just leave me the literature. I'm busy with patients. I'll read it. Well, it's going to help your patients with pain. Good. I got patients with pain. Usually I use pain management doctors, you know, for that because I'm not very well trained to the degree that I want to be to manage it. But leave me some information and I'll look at it. Thank you. All right, and then they left. That was it. Did they really push me and say, oh, this isn't addictive? No. We doctors know the medication's addictive. We know. We're also taught within pain management, in our pain management training, that rather than doing short-term opioids to hit people right before they go back into pain, you do longer-term pain control. That's actually what we do. And I don't blame a pharmaceutical company for reinforcing that because that's what we learn in pain management. Mind you, I'm a family doctor, and I have been trained in pain management, but not to the degree that I would like to be in order to manage people's chronic pain. So I don't. I refer. Just like I know how to deliver babies, but I'm going to refer to an OB because I don't. That's not something I could practice on a daily basis. So going after the pharmaceutical companies, it's an avenue. It's a great avenue for money, and I understand why these states and counties are upset. Okay, if Purdue made, what, they said $3 billion? $3 billion a year on OxyContin? You know, you do wonder if there's, secondary gain, and if, you know, we're having big business push for sales, and that unwittingly kills, you know, thousands of people a year. So I understand where a lawsuit can occur, and they're probably going to win this lawsuit, Michigan and stuff. And then that money could go to treatment, etc. But does that mean that that's the right thing to do? If I was a pharmaceutical company or a pharmacy, and I was watching my brethren get sued, what do you think I'm going to do? All right, so Dr. Dahlia, you're running Dahlia Pharmaceuticals. Yeah, I is. Yeah, yeah. I'm good. Yeah, pass the sandwiches. Dahlia, we need to come up with new drugs for the next year to create. I'm like, all right, well, what's hot on the market right now? Oh, pain medicines are hot, but no, I don't want to get sued. I just heard Purdue's getting sued. Now let's do something else. I don't want to get sued. Same thing with pharmacies. Okay, and you know how many of my patients said now, well, or I don't know exactly which pharmacy it was, I don't want to quote, but they said, nope, the pharmacies said they're all out. They're all out of pain medication. Yeah. So I got to find a pharmacy that has a pain medicine. But what ended up happening is when the pharmacies were sued a few years back, many of them said, this is what we're going to do. If we're sued because we filled X amount of prescriptions, then we will cap off after that amount of prescription. Okay, so you see all these companies trying to survive in this new environment, but who's getting screwed? You are. Pain is going to afflict the human body and the human race for generations to come. I want pharmaceutical companies to come up with new medicines. I don't want them to be greedy. I don't want them to snow consumers and say, oh, this isn't addictive at all, excuse me. I don't want anybody taken advantage of, but I sure the hell want R&D for things that we could use to help treat pain. And you think any pharmaceutical companies are going to want to come up to that? So we're going to talk a little bit more. You're going to hear throughout the next few days on this Assembly Bill 474. This is a new law passed by Governor Brian Sandoval in Nevada, and it was unanimously passed. It was brought up by Governor Sandoval, unanimously passed by the legislature, and it mandates that doctors in Nevada conduct mental health evaluations before prescribing painkillers to patients. So now you're going to be getting a mental health evaluation, whether you like it or not, and that's going to go in your record, whether you agree with what we come up with or not. And that's for every time somebody comes in for the first time that wants a pain medication. And we can only give you prescriptions for 14 days of acute pain. I don't mind that with the 14 days, but how much time do doctors have to conduct mental health evaluations? And is a two-minute mental health evaluation proper? No. If doctors are going to prescribe for more than 30 days, they will be required to consider 16 factors. How many times you've attempted to take the drug, how many times you've claimed to have lost it, whether the patient might be doctor shopping. I mean, this is, if the treatment is working as expected, we're also going to have to define treatment goals. We have to come up with a medication agreement with the patient. Patients will also have to do urine drug testing. They'll have to count their own medications. And then after 90 days, so this goes into effect first of the year. If I was still in private practice, and I'm not because I teach, do I have time to do that? Okay, we already are being underpaid and no money's coming in because the deductibles are so high with Obamacare. People's co-pays are through the roof. That we're seeing people for free who don't pay their bills. And so in order to make ends meet, you're trying to see as many patients as you can, and you're trying to give good health care. If I got a diabetic, I need to sit down and talk to about their insulin treatment. I don't want to feel rushed because I had to spend an extra 10 minutes doing all this stuff for a short-term pain prescription because somebody broke his arm. Now, some of you may say, Dr. Dahlia, well, boo-hoo-hoo. You got people that are getting addicted to the medication. This is what patients need. They need an education. Okay, I agree patients need an education. What they're suggesting is very logical, and I think should be happening in a pain management doctor's office. But do we have time for that to happen in an ER, in an urgent care, in a family doctor's office, in an internist's office? And you want to know what the average doctor is saying? I'm just not going to prescribe another pain medicine. So somebody wins, but it's not the patient. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.